Righty.
We just did our first interview for our new series of the podcast that's going to be an entirely different format and structure and different to everything that we've done before. And I guess in the name of transparency, this is the second time we're recording this debrief because we fucked up yesterday.
A good start.
We did record a fresh, immediately after debrief, but Mia was logged into Riverside, which is the platform that we use as the producer, and we didn't realise that Riverside doesn't record the producer, which is a good feature to have. But then it just means that Mia has to log out and then log back in as like either a guest or a host. Anyway, we're really going to bring to you the technical truth.
The juicy, juicy bit.
So how was that for you? Take two.
What we were saying is that it was such a different way of recording, because normally it's one conversation and we flow from this to that, whereas because it's going to be edited a lot more sort of documentary style, we're really thinking about those voice pops and how that sounds. And so almost had to kind of be a bit meta when listening. And then it's, you know, when you're not really just focusing in the flow, it's then a bit hard to know, like, was that any good? Like, you're sort of detached.
Yeah, did we get what we need?
Yeah, so it was a very different experience. But we did it. Did the first one.
We did it. The first one. There always has to be a first one. Yeah. As, like, in the, like, interviewer perspective, it was harder, but I think just because I wasn't used to that, because there is an element of like difficulty when we're doing the episodes where it is one interview per episode and we ideally want the whole thing to flow as much as possible with as little edits as possible. There's a pressure there in making the interview flow, like asking follow-up questions in a good order and not screwing up how I ask questions and things. So like the good side of this was like it didn't really matter. Like we could do lots of like pauses and like, where should we go next with this?
And it gives but the guest a chance to sort of say things a few times till it sounds right and till they're happy about it.
Yeah. But then the downside of it is then you don't get into a flow. Like I think also like my the way that I phrased questions at the beginning was like so clunky. I think because in my head I was like, oh, this isn't going to be in the edit. Mm. Like this isn't, no one's going to actually hear this, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you definitely relax into it, and as did Jessica, and I guess also like guests will pick up on your energy. So if you're feeling a bit like clunky and not quite sure of the question, that might then like transfer to them. And definitely by the end of it, it was a lot more fluid, and I didn't feel like we needed to sort of repeat how we phrase things at the beginning. I think we were still getting into it. What else? The other thing is that it felt like we ran out of time, because we're not just like, okay, here's an hour, we'll see what happens. We really have certain subjects and questions and themes we want to hit for the sake of the general topic.
Yeah. We did start late, though, because of technical difficulties. But I do think, we need to schedule in an hour and a half instead of just an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the guest book doing and change that. We need that time
and just be like it probably won't take that time, but we just need it because
we want to get everything.
If there's technical difficulties at the beginning, I really loved that interview. It's one of those things where like I'm like, I think there was good stuff in there. It like felt good once we got into it, like partway through. There's like lots of interesting stuff that she said in it. But I think it's so hard to tell because that was the first one we did. And it's hard to picture like how that conversation is going to fit into a full episode until we've got the other interviews done.
Knowing, having already done a pre-production chat with Emma, I feel like their conversations are going to go really well together, because Emma's sort of got the experience of the stuff that Jessica talks about from a client perspective.
Like on the client side.
So I'm really excited to see how those two go together. I think that will work really well.
Yeah. It's a weird one because, like, after finishing an interview for how we used to record, we would immediately know, like, oh, that's going to be a good episode.
Yeah.
We would immediately be like, that was great. Like, oh, we know because that, what just happened, what we just experienced is going to be, for the most part, what listeners experience. What we just experienced yesterday is not going to be what listeners experience at all.
But it's going to be so interesting also, which is like, you know, if we didn't get what we wanted, is that now we can also, we can record more. We can write things for you to say in script. We can even go back to Jessica and be like, can we just get you to record yourself saying this? Like, it's a lot more fiddly, but there is, it's not like the only things we record now is all we have to work with. Like, we do have some breathing room in that as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing that needs to figure out is, like, how much of the raw interview recording do we share with patrons? Because originally I was like, oh, that's a great idea. That's, like, a nice, easy, like, piece of bonus content. But now that we've done one, I'm like, it's so clunky. Like, I don't want to share that with anyone. And not just on my side, like, also on the guest side of, like, stopping and repeating things. And I almost kind of like, that's not really fair on them to, like, share that side of things. We'll see. We'll figure it out. I definitely want to kind of share a lot more with patrons. Like, obviously, this kind of, like, behind the scenes stuff that we're recording now. But then there'll be loads of content, like good content that was in the interviews that doesn't make it into the final episode.
Maybe that's
so
just,
there'll be hopefully lots of that stuff to share.
Maybe that's what it'll be, is like for each themed episode, we just then make one little edit of all the things that didn't make it, but we still think we're interesting, and then it's just sort of that, and it doesn't even need to be.
That's what I was thinking as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Alrighty. Well.
First one down.
Well, we did it. One down.
Many to go.
Many, many more to go. Who knows how many more? That's the thing, we don't know. We don't know how many interviews. At least 3 per episode, so at least 14 more.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Excited.
That's a lot. Yeah. 14.
Don't think about it like that.
We could do it. Don't do that. Yeah. Like small steps, one step at a time. It's going to be great. Anushka, who is the like audio producer that we're working with on this series, literally just before this call we're doing now, took us through how the software works. It's called Descript, that we will be like editing the episodes in, and it looks very cool, and it's going to make this process so much easier.
I wish I had that when I've worked on other projects, because it's brilliant. It's all so automated and clear, and great. I'm excited to use it.
Yeah. It basically just auto-transcribes all of the audio, and then you do all of your editing and notes.
But it has its timestamps on
it. Structuring, on the transcript, but that is linked to the audio. So me and Mia will, do all of the editing and structuring of episodes that way, and then Anushka can just come in and with a full script that is linked to the audio. Oh! Oh!
Very exciting. Love it.
Right.
Cool.
Anyway,
bye,
see you soon. Chat soon. Bye.